Japan to resume U.S. beef imports. A podcast from BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Japan is poised to start the limited importing of American beef again following the lifting of a two-year ban. The Japanese government gave the all clear yesterday after agricultural safety experts deemed U.S. cattle under the age of 21 months to be free from BSE, mad cow disease. Eating beef from cattle infected with mad cow disease can cause a fatal human brain disorder called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. The ban was imposed on all U.S. cattle in December 2003, inflicting major damage on U.S. beef exports valued at $1.7 billion. Japan had been America's largest importer of beef. Delicate negotiations have ensued over the last 2 years, with representatives from U.S. farmers desperate to assure the Japanese their meat was safe. U.S. producers must now adhere to extremely strict guidelines. While the resumption of beef imports from America is good news for American farmers, it is a huge blow for Australia's cattle industry, which had been filling the void in the wake of BSE being discovered in U.S. cattle, but didn't quite cut it with Japanese diners. American beef is deemed best to be served in one of Japan's biggest selling fast foods, gyudon, a bowl of rice topped with fried beef. The nation's largest gyudon stores suffered badly after the US beef ban and had to resort to alternative toppings to try to satisfy their customers, including the leaner, less fatty Aussie beef. However, discerning customers constantly rued the vital missing ingredient in their bowls, American beef. Shares in Japan's largest gyudon restaurant chain operator rose 1.7% yesterday on the news, a 5-year high.